Let's talk a little bit about what we know about what happened to the women in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials in terms of their cardiac function and heart failure.
At the end of the day, it was somewhere around 4% of patients at 3 years and a stable number at 5 years who had developed overt cardiac toxicity. If you looked at subclinical cardiac toxicity, that is abnormalities on echo, it was more like 14 or 15%. The exact numbers were different in the different trials, but that was the sort of ballpark of about 4% of clinically overt heart problems and maybe 15% of subclinical things. Now, the thing that is made a major point of is that some of those people who had both subclinical and clinical heart failure had some evidence of reversibility. In other words, the ejection fractions over time and the symptoms over time and with treatment did get better or totally resolve. There was a significant fraction that didn't get better, however. And what's not clear is whether those who seem to resolve are going to stay resolved. I think that's one of the reasons to make pleas for longer-term follow-up of data on these cohorts of women.